My dear brother and sister in Islam, at this moment, at these days, the days beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us not to see the calamity of other and turn around, not to see the calamity of other and don't feel for it, then not to see the calamity of other and ignore it, because this will be a musibah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said of the meaning of من لم يهتم بأمر المسلمين فليس منا. Whoever do not care about the condition of the Muslim, he's not among us. He's not among us. That's not easy. The another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of the meaning of whoever Muslim or mu'min sees a condition of other and he can help or he can assist by any mean and do not do so, very soon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inflict situation similar on him in this dunya and akhirah. I see it and I see it coming, because right now some of them, member of the ummah, suffering, and the majority is watching. If you go back to the chapter, the article, I call it An-Najat, to rescue, and Project Smile, and heedlessness and meeting your Lord, you will find out the only way Allah will save you in a time of calamity in this life and hereafter is to be an asset to alleviate the suffering of others. This is why the early people, they used to say, if you see or hear about a calamity of other, it becomes obligation to do your utmost. You do the utmost to do whatever you can. May Allah make us among those, inshaAllah. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, watching the news is not easy. It becomes obligation to do whatever you have to do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wake us from the heedlessness within and make us the assets of elevation of the name of Allah to save the people from their own ignorance and heedlessness and to serve and be the source of hidayah, rahmah, and peace and tranquility to mankind. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. We have a lot of work to do. We do not start yet. Honest to Allah, we do not start yet. We do not start yet. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us witness to what going on and not what going on witness against us. Because we have a duty, we have a responsibility. And once Allah put you in a place and a condition, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you a message, this message, only if Allah open your heart, will allow you to comprehend and carry the responsibility. This is what makes you a woman. This is what makes you a man. To carry the responsibility of what you see and try to do whatever you can by your tongue, by your word, by your heart, by your hand, by any mean. But I cannot sit idle and do not think about them and making dua for them, and do whatever I can in my ability, in my capacity, to do whatever I can. And when he said, I can in here, is not the 5% of my time, is not the 1% of my money. No, Allah wants you to do the utmost, Allah wants you to do the best. May Allah make us among those who elevate the name of Allah, alleviate the suffering of others, because it's a lot has to be done. And we're still in a heedlessness time. Because if we're not in a heedlessness time, we will be so busy only with one topic: elevating the name of Allah, alleviating the suffering of others. May Allah make us among those. And again, remember the story about Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak. Remember all the ahadith about the importance of helping other, and remember our purpose and goal of this life, which we neglected a long time ago, and the whole ummah neglected, and we stuck in the individual worship, and we forget our duty. Doesn't mean we do not do the individual ibadat. We have to. My dear brother and sister in Islam, the condition is tough, will get tougher. But this is not the problem, believe it or not, people do not know. The problem, what I'm going to do about it. How I'm going to live the rest of my life. To when I meet Allah, I tell Him, Allah, I tried. And when I said to Allah, I tried. Imagine you standing in the front of Allah and tell Him, I tried. Can you tell Him, I tried, Ya Allah, and I try 1% for my time, 1% for my money, 1% more for my love? Can I stand really face to face to Allah and tell Him, I tried the utmost? I did for You, Ya Allah, the utmost. I spent all my money for You. I spent my time for You. I spent my feeling for You. Can I stand and say this to Allah? Or I'm busy about my own selfish and greed, about what I want, instead of thinking and care for other. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in what I say, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me among those who are really living the message, not only crying and talking and not doing. Because when I talk, I have a responsibility. When I give a message, I have a responsibility. I have to live what I'm saying. I have to do the utmost. I have to try. I have to ache. And I have to make dua. And I have to make the effort. And I have to make other have effort. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah wake us from the heedlessness within, and the disgrace within, and the coward within, and give us the quality and the strength to be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.